Cassie Ledbetter, Pete Dio, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on your new adventure, Cassie. And with your archaeology background, what passion drove this enterprise?
A lot of archaeologists talk about retiring and buying a bar, so I really just think of it as kind of the next step up in my career.
You skipped a step.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Retired early.
Exactly. I retired early and died and went to heaven, and here I am.
And good for you, because you're in a great place all the way around. And so which came first, the desire to have a bar at your retirement profession, or to rescue and reinvent the former skeletons?
I would say that it was just good timing all around. I was looking for a business venture. I hadn't settled wholly on buying a bar. And then I heard that Skeletoons was for sale. I had a connection with the establishment. I worked there briefly when it was the Berlin and was still in touch with some of the former employees. It just seemed like a good thing to do, something that Fort Wayne needed and something that I felt I could provide.
It does really sound like it was synchronistic and very special that way. And Pete, you are a young legend on the Fort Wayne music scene. What about music management?
You know, I've always done it for myself, and it's always been a giant pain. It's something that I haven't done in the past several years after I joined Left Lane. That was a responsibility I got to shed once I joined that band. In the end, it left me with a lot of downtime, actually. So when the opportunity came, I was like, well, I got a little chunk of time in the morning that, yeah, that'll fit perfectly. So I guess the timing worked out for me as well. And we're actually, the band is not on the road as much right now. So it was the perfect time to focus on the bar and make sure that thing gets going good.
So far, everything you two have told me about this story, timing was everything, is everything for this project.
I suppose so. I didn't think of it until you mentioned it, but yeah.
Yeah, and good for you, and good for the city also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
So the space itself and its name, The Ruin, which is great, by the way, where did that come from?
I had a concept for the bar when I first started, before I even got in and started tearing it out. But once I started working on the building and really working with the space, I realized that my concept wasn't what the building itself needed. And so I decided to work with the space rather than against it. And the name just felt really appropriate given all of the work that needed to be done and the fact that it's never going to look brand new. You know, it's a 100-year-old building. So it just fit.
The way I like to describe it is Skeletoons had its image. Berlin had its image. It had its vibe. As soon as you walk into the ruin, you can realize a woman owns it and is operating it. And it makes it more welcoming, more inviting, more comfortable, cleaner.
Okay, for the first-time patron, what are they going to see and feel opening that front door?
They describe it a lot as more of like a Brooklyn loft space. It has the exposed brick that's so popular right now, the high raised ceilings with the exposed joists, and it still feels very new, I think. Almost the feel that we just finished the construction and you're walking in on a project that's maybe not quite done, but in a really intentional way.
Okay, very clever.
It definitely gives you a big city feel. When you walk in the bar, you kind of, for a minute, you forget you're in Fort Wayne. You definitely forget you're at the old Skeletoons bar. I like to watch the reaction of people when they come in, walk in the front door, and, oh, wow, you know, they're just not expecting it. When I'm not there, I see a lot of people posting on social media, and half the posts are from them in the bathroom, just amazed at how nice and clean the bathrooms are. I'm literally seeing people taking videos of themselves in the mirrors like, this is the old Skeletoons bath. Can you believe it?
Then you're becoming a local legend upon opening your new establishment.
I don't think many people within the circle thought that it could really be done up and renovated as nice as it is now. And to be really rebranded like it is, there's no trace of the old bar in there.
Good for you.
Yeah, I think so.
All good things. So now you really have reinvented the space. What about the musical mission?
Well, we both agree that we just want to kind of fill the gaps that are in Fort Wayne right now as far as the music scene goes. I mean, there's many niches in the town. There's many bars that serve their purposes, their standards. And we're not trying to necessarily compete with those standards. We're trying to have our own lane, if you will. And a lot of help with that has been the top-class musicianship of all the employees coming through at Sweetwater. A lot of the bands that have been playing so far have been a lot of Sweetwater bands. They seem to fit in really well. We like the kind of people they bring in.
And Cassie, you mentioned that you had worked in a bar before, so you knew what work was cut out for you. Now that you're actually doing it and have the music thing going on and all of that, how does it feel?
Right now, it's still very overwhelming. I thought I knew what I was getting into is probably the best way to say it. Yeah. And no, it's about 10 times that.
Well, so. It's good then you really were prepared for maybe being unprepared.
And yes, so, exactly.
And everything's rolling along. Mm-hmm. Now, I am curious, Pete, do you still have time to play music, including at the run?
Yes, I'm trying to make them both cohesive and work out together. I don't want to make it my stomping ground and, you know, it's the Pete Dio show at the bar. I have many bands that could do that, but trying to space things out and a lot of connections I've made on the road with bands, I'm hoping that I can bring most of them through here and have a good representation of the outside circuit.
That's fantastic. And Cassie, just the whole music scene, what's it feel like to enter that arena?
It's very exciting. I moved to Fort Wayne when I was in my early 20s and so discovered a music scene that I didn't know existed. I'm from Nashville, so I thought I knew
what it meant
to be part of an underground scene. Mm-hmm. And then Fort Wayne had so much going on and it was so exciting and so fresh. And it was very just so novel. And then working on the road and getting a chance to come back now to a place that I think has so much promise from its local musicianship, as well as what the city can offer to traveling musicians. It's really fun to be able to contribute to that. And I'm so grateful that Pete is working with me. He was probably the most important piece of this whole puzzle. I really didn't want to do it without him.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that's very, very wise. And yes, you chose wisely as well. And I would say it's high praise indeed that someone that does love music and did grow up in the Nashville music scene, that kind of praise about Fort Wayne goes a long way in confirming what a lot of people that were born and raised in Fort Wayne and love music and play music think. So that's wonderful all the way around.
Yeah, I agree. Considering that she was from Nashville and she's been around and she chooses to stay here in Fort Wayne is a testament to the Fort Wayne scene. And I travel quite a bit, you know, all over the world. And I'll put our scene up against almost anybody's. People outside of Indiana don't think that this little small town in the Midwest could be as strong as and have as much culture as it does have, but we got everything we need right here, so it's good to be a representation of that.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you've also jumped on the non-musical entertainment that's so popular now and I think vital to any local establishment. What's going on in that direction at The Ruin?
We're thinking of doing a comedy night. We are particularly interested in hosting things like this a little bit earlier in the evening so that people with day jobs could still come out and participate and not have to be up until 1, 2 in the morning. So we're looking at comedy. We're looking at an open mic night, maybe not exclusively poetry based, but if people did have some interest in the spoken word, to have a place to do that again in the evening. And we are considering hosting a drag queen bingo show. We're thinking of doing like a Sunday brunch with a bingo component, Bloody Mary bar, whiskey maple syrup on your pancakes, that sort of thing. Just something casual but fun.
It sounds like fun is the middle name of The Ruin, if it had a middle name. And that's great because you're in a niche, but you're also doing a lot of things for a lot of people this way and still making the hominess of the venue and music be the big influence here and being something fun for everyone to try and to consider their own. I think that's such an important part of your mission that is already happening.
I would say that was the main intent. I want a space that feels accessible. It can be challenging. You know, Skeletoons had its niche and it was really, really fun, but it wasn't approachable for everyone. And this place, I think you can at least come out and give it a try without feeling that you're somewhere where you don't belong. And you don't have to stay, but you're not going to feel unsettled. You're not going to want to leave 10 minutes in because you don't feel welcome.
Yeah, I want to portray it as the kind of place that you can go see a down and dirty rock and roll or heavy metal or punk rock show. But you can also go in early evening and maybe see a jazz show. A nice variety, you know? We don't want to pigeonhole ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you're not. It certainly sounds like that, except for being accessible and a charming place.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're newly up and running, but what's the neighborhood vibe to you as the new neighbors, but also with you in it?
We got a lot of support during the construction phase from the neighbors who were excited to see someone investing in the community and trying to make something good out of the space. It's been a neighborhood bar for decades. So a lot of people, they appreciate that history, but it was also a rough neighborhood bar for a long time. And as people have grown up, they don't necessarily want that anymore. So we got a lot of support in that, right? And now that we're open, we get a lot of foot traffic actually from West Central. We're right across the bridge. So we're close enough. People can walk home.
Yeah, you're actually the first stop before you get down the line to the other bar, as you know.
Which is very fortuitous.
We're going to put a guy on the corner and just start waving him in.
It does sound like you've either thought of everything or just have the best karma in the entire universe to make this all happen. Probably a little bit
Yeah, a little combination of both, yeah.
And last question. What do you feel that the ruin is adding to our truly wonderful music scene that wasn't there already and needed to be?
Boy, that's a good question. Well, you know, Fort Wayne is revitalizing ever since the stadium got built, and there's opportunity everywhere, really. I mean, there's a new building going down downtown every other week and a new building coming up. We just want to take part and be there for all the new people entering downtown. I think that's a good void to fill.
I would say that we're lucky in that we're a new establishment, so we don't have an image to recreate. We get to craft who we are from this point forward, which gives us a lot of freedom and a lot of flexibility. That's been really nice. And I like to think of the space as a neutral place where interesting things might happen. We're just a vessel for whatever might come through our door. And I want to hold on to that idea as we move forward.
Yeah, we want all kinds of music represented because that's one of the strong things about Fort Wayne. The thing about Fort Wayne is that there's a little bit of everything for everybody. There's a million flavors up in the town, and you can go to any bar on any given night, and you're going to see a different show. And that's one thing I like about town, and one thing I want the bar to represent.
Cassie Ledbetter is the owner of The Ruin on West Main, and Pete Dio, its music booking manager. Cassie, Pete, it was so good to hear your story today. Now, best of luck, and cheers to The Ruin.
Cheers. Thank you.